four great Australian outback yarns written by Bill Marsh and read by Bill Marsh and Sansia Robinson. I grew up at the bottom end of the Canning stock route at Wiluna, Western Australia. Dad was the station master out at a place called Carnegie. There was no school of the air, so I did correspondence that came out by mail from Perth. It was a great life. I loved it. But when I was 9, I got incarcerated in a boarding school in Perth. They were the worst days of my life. There I was, a little bushy, who'd hardly seen any other children apart from my sister and the black kids. And all of a sudden, I was thrown in with 300 mostly city types, and I didn't fit, not one little bit. So just before my 13th birthday, I told my parents I wasn't going back. End of story. So I quit school and got a job in the Perth sale yards, yarding up. A couple of years later, the old man got a job managing my router station in the Kimberley, out from Derby. So we all went up there. My router was all sheep, but it wasn't sheep country, so we went over to cattle. Anyhow, I worked my way up to head stockman on my router. Then I got a head stockman's job out of Broome on Roebuck Plains. That was great, till the multinationals bought the place and all us workers became just a number in their system. So I got out of there and I worked on a couple of other stations till I got diagnosed with cancer in the spine. I don't know why it happened, it just did. That's when I decided there's got to be life after stations. So when a mate who owned Sandfire Roadhouse offered me a job, I took it. And I've been here ever since. Sandfire's on the Great Northern Highway between Port Hedland and Broome. I started out doing maintenance around the roadhouse, and I also took on the tow truck job, going out to vehicle accidents. The thing was, more often than not, I'd end up carting injured people back to Sandfire and putting them on the flying doctor plane. Then, when I went to an accident where a good mate's brother got killed, I thought, nah, this is not good enough. I need an ambulance. So I pestered St. John and, when they saw that their vehicles were forever doing 300-kilometre trips up and down the Great Northern Highway to retrieve patients, they went with my idea.